of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com and also drjenniferdaniels.com. And so you were just telling us that that we are not customers. We are actually patients. And I think that many of us have been to doctors that treat us as if we don't have enough sense of our own to make any conclusions or decisions about our own health. And, well, isn't that why we went to the doctor to begin with? Because we expect them to provide the answers.
That's your perspective. The doctor's perspective is in medical school, we are taught that patients are ignorant and stupid and cannot decide. We are taught that. And we are taught that despite their ignorance, despite their inability to decide, there have been some laws out there that have allowed them to make some limited decisions. And we need to respect those laws, even though it allows patients to make potentially damaging decisions.
Wow.
So that's the other side of the curtain. The other side of the curtain.
Indeed.
So if you can get your doctor to see you as a customer, and the way you get them to see you as a customer is you keep your insurance card in your pocket and you pay cash, and you wave it under his nose, and you say, hey, I'm not happy, I'm not paying you. And, you know, same way with your mechanic. You're not going to pay your mechanic. He messes with your car and it still doesn't work, right?
Right.
So, you know, tell your doctor, look, I'll pay cash, but this is what I want in exchange for my cash. And, you know, you can set your requirements however you want, but I would suggest you have one requirement, that you leave the office alive, that you leave the office with something that's not going to kill you. And believe it or not, the doctors know exactly which drugs are killing people. They know. But if you say, hey, I'm a customer, I don't want drugs that have ever killed anybody, then the doctor doesn't see you as a patient anymore. And then he accesses that information bank that says, hey, these drugs kill people. This customer does not want his life prolonged with deadly drugs. But the doctor is still in his own pretend world of propaganda. He's not going to break out of that. Don't even expect it. But what you're telling him is you don't want to use a deadly drug to advance your health goal. And then he'll say, okay, in that case, don't take the aspirin a day because that kills 321 people a year. Oh, okay, then we won't do this or that. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, you get this doctor behaving totally differently. You can't go to a doctor and say, I don't want to be murdered. That's not going to work. Because he's like, I'm not murdering you. I'm giving needed therapy.
Right.
But you say to him, I do not want to be given any deadly drugs as a means of treatment, then it's going to say, oh, okay, let me take a look at which drugs tend to kill people, and we won't use those.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, he does not even see himself as the murderer that he is. He does not even see himself as an instrument.
Right.
Now,
I think, too, that most patients will not speak back to their doctors and will not say, no, I don't want that. It doesn't seem relevant to what my problem is. Patients just don't speak out.
Which is important. It's important that they not speak out in order for this murder to continue. And patients are conditioned. You have to ask yourself, why are you going to see the doctor in the first place? I'm not saying no one should see a doctor, but I am saying you need to find out in advance. Ask yourself, why am I going? Why am I going to the doctor? And then in case you can answer that question, ask yourself, why am I going today? So let's say you're going to the doctor because you have, you sprained your ankle. Okay. You're going to the doctor to sprain my ankle. Well, okay. But why are you going today? Maybe you're going today because you think it won't get better unless you treat it. Then you ask yourself, is that really true? Then you'll say, well, no. Sprains heal whether the doctor sees them or not. It doesn't matter. So if you ask yourself, why am I going? And then you decide to go anyway, at least when you go, you've got it focused. Doctor, this is why I'm here. Address this and nothing else. And if
right.
you only do that, you're going to cut your chances of death in half.
Right. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is drjenniferdaniels.com or vitalitycapsules.com. And somebody in the chat room asked what the purpose of Vitality Capsules is, and I said for regularity. Would you like to expand on that?
It cleans out the bile ducts in the liver and the small intestine as well as the large intestine. What it does then is it helps the body get more toxins into the intestines and then helps the intestines clear them out. And that's what makes it very different from a lot of other so-called colon cleansers. It also has herbs that promote circulation, so your blood circulates better and the toxins actually get to the liver. So it's really a nice blend. The Vitality Capsules in stock now are a bit stronger than the prior batches. We'll have a new batch in about 8 weeks or so that should be milder. But if you're the kind of person who has bowel movements, say, every other day, then the present batch is definitely for you.
Okay. And so it's a detoxifier, and it's more natural than probably some other methods of detoxification.
Yes. It's just a bunch of dried roots, leaves, and fruits.
Okay. All righty. Just another quick question. What is your opinion of hydrogen peroxide used as an enema or intravenously or orally?
I've only recommended it or used it orally, so I can't comment on the other avenues.
Okay.
Orally, it seems to be a very effective antibiotic. However, not everyone's able to use it. That's number one. Number two, food-grade hydrogen peroxide is recommended, but I've had very good success with the cheapo stuff from the pharmacy. So I know that's heresy, but whatever.
Okay. One more little quick question. Does it take more than one dose of turpentine to eradicate some problems?
Yes. Some people need to take it for several months or even several years. It depends.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. Are there any more questions from the chat room? What about the loss of patient rights? Can they commit you for not listening to them?
Oh, my God. It is getting very, very bad. What they're doing now, and people need to really keep up with this, and they need to stand strong and defend this and stop it, is they are now seizing the children of parents who even seek a second opinion. So this doctor tells you he wants to cut your kid's chest open and massage his heart, even though the kid's walking and talking and breathing. And you say, well, I want a second opinion. And when you get home, the police are waiting for you, and they seize your child and keep him in custody for months. That's the kind of thing that's going on. When I was in medical practice, I had a patient that happened to. That when she had a 5-month-old baby, and she was seeing a pediatrician or whatever. I guess she was on a government welfare program. So anyway, she was seeing a pediatrician, but she had decided she wanted to breastfeed. Okay, so she's breastfeeding. Then she decided not to vaccinate. And the doctor told her, you have to vaccinate. This kid can't go to school if you don't vaccinate. She says, well, we'll just homeschool. And the doctor then got upset with her and said, well, you need to stop breastfeeding and start feeding his kid food by spoon. And she told the mother this, and the baby was like 4 months. And, of course, the baby lost weight because the babies at 4 months can't eat from a spoon. And so then the doctor diagnosed malnutrition and reported the mother to Child Protective. The mother left the doctor's office, felt a little uneasy, and she went to church, explained their problem. Someone said, oh, go see Dr. Daniels. And said, well, I can't afford it. They passed the hat, collected enough money for my office visit, and they came to the office, and sure enough, this kid looked pretty bad. I said, well, you got to stop breastfeeding. A kid can't eat from a spoon at that age. His vaccines aren't necessary at this age anyway. So aggressively massaged her breast in the office, got her milk flowing, told her what to do, and said, we've got to see the baby back tomorrow, see if he gained weight. Saw the baby back, and the baby actually had gained weight just in that 24 hours. I said, oh, okay. And so then I thought things were kind of okay, but then I got a call from the police station at 6 p.m.
Oh, my goodness.
At their house to seize their baby on order from Child Protective from a call from the prior doctor. And so the police called my office. They said, wait, we saw Dr. Daniels. Call Dr. Daniels. And, of course, I was a celebrity at the time, always in the news and everything. So I figured, well, I had to be a good guy, right? So
sure.
The police called me. I said, I think the baby will do fine. You don't need to seize the baby. You've got an appointment, tomorrow. And so the police left. Well, when that doctor found out the police left that house without seizing the baby, then she ramped up a notch. She called Child Protective again. And then Child Protective has an association agreement with the community, with the teaching hospital. So this time, the police staked out my medical office. I mean, can you imagine the excitement? I thought I was just going to be practicing medicine, right? So the police staked out my office. They had a detective call the office pretending to be a relative or something, confirming the appointment and what time it was. Well, my front desk, thank God, picked up that was what was going on. The mother had her minister bring the baby in instead of her bringing the baby in. So we saw the baby, and thank God they didn't storm the office. They apprehended them as soon as they left the parking lot and seized the baby and took the baby to the teaching hospital. The mother found out, was able, at least they disclosed to the mother where the baby was, thank God. So the mother went to the hospital to continue breastfeeding and make sure the baby was not vaccinated. Child Protective commanded the doctor at the teaching hospital to vaccinate the baby. The doctor, to his credit, said that the baby was not in a life-threatening situation that required vaccine. I'll give you a hint, there is no such situation. But at any rate, the baby did not get vaccinated. So the mother stayed with the baby 24/7 breastfeeding. Meanwhile, they had the court case. They asked, well, I go to court. I said, look, I'm a working doctor. I earn a lot of money every day. If you want me to show up for court, then you got to pay this fee. It's a lot of money. And so I said, but if you go on my day off, then, I can, cut it drastically, just an hourly rate. You don't have to pay me a day's lost wages. So the court got this information and decided they were going to schedule my appearance on a work day. So I went to court, and I had to testify on their behalf. Long shot of the whole deal was they got their baby back. The court found against Child Protective with prejudice and demanded that the state pay my $800 testifying fee. The state paid my fee and then promptly investigated me.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, so that's what your doctor's up against. Your doctor is part of the police system. Is your doctor just obligated to report you, to report any nonconformity? Because the doctor's told that if you refuse therapy, basically the standard of care, that you're endangering yourself, which that immediately makes you incompetent. So you may never, ever refuse your doctor's therapy. I would say the thing to say is, I want to think about it. Or the state protects you when it's a religious matter. So you say, I want to pray on it. That's all you can say legally that will defend you from being incarcerated and coerced into taking therapy. So you want to say, I want to pray on it. And you can rehearse that in front of the mirror with a straight face. Let me pray on that. And the doctor immediately, when you say prayer or religion, he's programmed to, whoop, back off. And you'll see it change come over your doctor when you say you want to pray on it. All of a sudden, he's going to back off. Try it.
Oh, my. This is kind of reminiscent of the situation with Jim and Donna Navarro. Their son Thomas was diagnosed with cancer. He had brain cancer, and the oncology doctor basically turned him in, and they had to leave the country. And ultimately, this child died because the court forced this child to have either chemotherapy or radiation. And the child died. It was a terrible thing. They made a movie of it. Cut, poison, burn.
State is a willing accomplice to this. The state is not going to protect you. They are tracking these deaths very closely. They are counting them, and they are watching these deaths increase every year. I mean, you can only conclude that for whatever reason, this is a government objective.
Wow.
I leave that to someone else to figure out why. But it does appear to be that the government is aiding, abetting, and facilitating it. And Obamacare, you can imagine, that just puts it on steroids. Because before, like the Navarros, for example, if they had not had health insurance and if they did not qualify for any government program, the court could not have compelled therapy.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. That's very important to understand because the hospital is a profit-making entity. Don't let the for-profit thing fool you. And so the court cannot compel a hospital to provide care and not get compensated for it. Therefore, if you go before the court and they want you to receive medical therapy for whatever it is, if you do not have health insurance in force, number one, and number two, if you do not qualify for any particular program, and number three, you do not have assets to pay for this, they cannot issue that as a legal sentence. It's not an option. They have to pick another remedy.
All righty. Oh, my goodness. So it all works together, the insurance, the hospitals. Oh, my goodness. What a network of murders we have going on here.
Well, that's why it works, because what you want to call it, the Rockefeller agenda, obviously, as he started out with his agenda, people said, whoa, back off, wait a minute, I'm not buying into this. He said, well, you're not buying into it, let me buy you. Let me show you how we can restructure this, how we can tweak this so you can profit. Oh, I see now, oh, of course. And so what he did was he got the medical schools on board first. Then that was the start with the medical education. Then he created the licensing boards. Then he got the police to then enforce the findings of the Flexner report.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Imagine that, to have the police on your side. I guess that's the same as having the military on your side to do your bidding with the multinational corporations. All right, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com, and you were talking about Rockefeller, and it is just amazing when you piece this all together.
Yeah,
we do have a
time.
They have to
cut somebody in, so everyone is getting a pretty good profit, and that's how come you have such incredible compliance.
Indeed. Alrighty, we do have a couple quick questions, one from the chat room and another by email. What does Dr. Daniels recommend for early emphysema? The patient still smokes and has a very wet cough.
What do I recommend for early emphysema? Is that what they said?
Uh-huh.
Alright, first of all,
stop
smoking. You have to No, I'm not going to say that.
Oh, okay.
You know why I'm not going to say that?
Why?
Because you can't get anyone with emphysema to stop smoking.
I've tried.
So I'm not going to waste my breath.
Okay.
And besides, there are other things that work just as well. Okay. So, this person is still smoking. Have him switch to organic cigarettes and have him roll his own. Buy organic tobacco. They have organic paper. Roll your own. I know smokers who've done just that, and all their smoking illnesses have gone away.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so that's number one. Next thing is, there are people out there who smoke 4 packs per day of cigarettes and never get cancer. And they don't get breathing problems either. What do they have in common? They don't eat dairy products, and they eat very, very, very little meat. So if you can get them to adjust his diet to zero dairy products, you can Google what a dairy product is. There's no zero dairy products. And the meat, if he's going to eat meat, should probably be a very small fish, very small freshwater fish that's fresh. So we're not talking canned sardines. We're talking, some little one-pound fish or two-pound fish or something like that.
Like trout or something.
Yeah, I'm not a fisher person. I don't know. But, I mean, anything under 5 pounds, I wouldn't get a 5-pound fish. Why is that? Because the bigger fish have a super concentration of toxins and chemicals that, in his case, are going to preferentially lodge into his lungs. Now, I could give you a list of all these long supplements. You should take this, take that. And, you know, quite honestly, I've just seen so many people get cured just by switching their cigarettes that I think that that would be sufficient, switching cigarettes in his diet.
Okay. All right. The other question that was emailed, you've already answered, really. And that question is, why doctors, knowing a patient has a disease, that they lie and refuse to treat it? Please ask Dr. Daniels why doctors, knowing a patient has a disease and lie and refuse to treat it, surely is not part of the standard of care. And why report? Okay. So you've already answered that. And why is reporting them useless?
Okay.
Which you've already
because
answered, basically.
Because it is standard of care, and so reporting them is useless because you're going to report them, they're going to investigate and find out the standard of care was followed. Now, how is lying and refusing to treat a disease part of the standard of care? Okay. Like this, the prior question was, what would I recommend for someone who has early emphysema and smokes, right? As a doctor following the standard of care, I would say, wait, I cannot give you any treatment. I cannot provide any relief to you until you submit to $15,000 worth of tests.
Ah.
So I know the person what the problem is. I know the answer. But according to the standard of care, I cannot give this person any relief until he does these tests. Okay. Let's say he does these $15,000 worth of tests. And that's a pretty low price tag. It's getting higher every day. Let's say he does these. Then, according to the standard of care, I can't recommend he smoke a different brand of cigarettes because that's not a list of remedies on the standard of care. I can either give him this puff or that puff or steroids, right? And then, as I'm a family practice doctor, I can only go, say, the first 5 steps of the standard of care. Then I have to do more tests, the next $20,000 worth, and then I have to refer him to a specialist who's going to do more tests, who's going to give him more drugs that are even more dangerous, then send him back to me with a regimen of drugs to give him that will ensure his death. That's the standard of care.
Wow. And I think all of the listeners know that you're absolutely correct because we all have people in our family who have died, who have gone through this standard of care, and we've seen the results. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We've all experienced this, either ourselves or with family members, or heard about other people. So.
Right. So do we have more questions?
Nope, that was it. That's all the questions.
Okay, let me sort of finish the rest of this, and then I should give you guys a little solution here.
Okay.
Yeah, we always like good news at the end. Good news.
Right.
So the doctor is also telling himself that the information he's getting from medical school and drug companies is reliable. How could it not be reliable? He spent 4 years, 8 years, 10 years getting it. He spent tens of thousands of dollars. Maybe he's even borrowed hundreds of thousands of dollars. So he believes this information is from a reliable source. The next thing he believes, the death of the patient is a probability, not a certainty. So even though the last 3 patients he did this to dropped dead, he believes that this death is a probability, not a certainty. However, his payment for the care is a certainty. His need to pay his bills is a certainty. And so then he is choosing getting paid and paying his bills over patient safety because the patient harm is, in his mind, a probability.
Right. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. we don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Okay, so tell us the good news that you promised that you would tell us, the solutions.
Oh, I'm going to skip ahead to the good news. Usually you're not ready to hear it until you hear some bad news, but
give us whatever you want to give us.
All right, a little more bad news then. So the doctor believes that if FDA approved it must be okay, the standard of care would have changed if this was really deadly. Also, he'll believe there's so many doctors caring for this patient, it was not really anybody's fault the patient died. Or even better, any deaths are attributed in the mind of the doctor to the patient's bad luck, bad immune system, or patient disease. And the other thing is the doctor feels momentum is already in place to give this murderous therapy. You got the nurses all ready to go, the technicians, the IV therapy is there, the IV is in place. You got the orderlies, the operating room is ready. How can he say, hey, let's all go home and let the patient live?
Indeed.
He's got this whole mechanism in place. And there's so many people involved, the doctor does not feel personally responsible at all in the process. And, of course, there's always ongoing research that will bring improvements, and until then, the doctor is obligated to provide the present level of standard of care. Now, what's the good news? The good news is you guys can bring this to a grinding, abrupt halt. And you can act individually. The individual act to take is to drop your health insurance. I noticed one of your commercials, they talked about endless corruption. Why is this corruption endless? How come they have so much money to pay off all of our politicians? Where does this money come from? It comes from your insurance premium. Every
Indeed.
Health insurance premium, yes, your health insurance premium. When you pay your health insurance premiums, what happens? The insurance company immediately have a big bundle full of money to pay off the government with. And then what do? They give a portion to the hospital. And then the hospitals have big, big bucks to lobby the government with. And what do? Now they have drugs that are covered under the insurance. So the drug companies get a piece of that money, and they're heavily funded. And if you think how much money you're paying every month in health insurance premiums, or even worse, how much your employer is paying plus what you're paying, the average American is well over $1,000 a month. And if you want to know another interesting statistic, the average American only consumes $8,000 a year in health care. You're paying over $1,000 a month in premiums. Where's the $4,000 going? There you go. Endless corruption. So if you don't want to finance the corruption that's keeping you sick, the corruption that's keeping your supplements from being legal, then you need to drop your health insurance. Just drop it. The same way the death rate went down when doctors went on strike in England and again in California, when you drop your health insurance, you're going to notice, you're going to start feeling a lot better. First, you're going to feel better, you have more money in your pocket, but you're going to feel even better because you're not going to be going to the doctor because, of course, well, you can't afford it.
Indeed.
You're going to earmark that money for something else, maybe something fun.
And the other thing, too, when you consider the car insurance, that they've made it a law that you have to have car insurance in every state in the union, that when you consider, well, for instance, all the years I've paid car insurance, and I've never had an accident, and yet we still have to pay this insurance because they've made it a law.
What it does, it funds the insurance companies. It makes them a huge lobby, and they can work against your interests. In health care insurance, they're working against your interest is obvious just by the death rate. So the only way to do this is to drop your health insurance, and the sooner the better. The next thing to do is to only see the doctor when you can pay cash. If you can't afford it, then you just don't be embarrassed. Just stay home. And next thing is 911. If it's a health matter, don't push 911. I mean, obviously, if someone's breaking into your house, maybe you want me to push 911 and see if anyone comes. Who knows? But if it's a medical matter, a medical emergency, 911 probably is not the button to push. Because once the word emergency is used, then consent goes out the window. There's
oh,
no
really?
Longer any obligation. Right, it's an emergency. It's a medical emergency. Well, we've got to give this care. Life-saving care. We've got to intervene. So immediately you lose control. And that is when a lot of deaths happen. The ambulance guys are actually these days pretty good. Used to get you to the hospital alive, but that's when everything just falls apart. The death rate in the emergency room is the highest of all the places in the hospital. Now you could say, oh, well, it's because people who come into the emergency room are at death's door. Not always and not usually. But you need to be aware of this. Whenever you consent or you acknowledge that you believe what you have is an emergency, then all of a sudden the rules for consent become really flexible, fungible, and just out the window. You've lost your consent powers. So you should definitely not engage the healthcare system unless you believe that death is imminent, when actually maybe you should just call your minister. You know, we're talking about placebo effect here. The minister's got a 33% cure rate, just if you believe in your minister. Mm-hmm. So that's a higher cure rate than the hospital's got. So you definitely need to, when it comes to medical emergencies, not rely on what we now call the healthcare system. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do. In fact, I invite people to contact me at, vitalitycapsules.com, click contact us, and just tell me what your idea is of a medical emergency. Say, I think a medical emergency is, blah, blah, blah. And I'll get those responses, I'll collate them, and I'll write out how you can handle each one of them at home, make a little booklet for you.
How about anaphylactic shock? What if you've ingested something that you all of a sudden you go into anaphylactic shock, you can't move? What isn't that an emergency?
Saying that you think the healthcare system can save you from that. I'm telling you that their arrival time is so slow, the chances are they're not going to save you anyway. So that takes care of that particular issue. Personally, I don't have a natural fear of anaphylactic shock because I have found that if a person follows a natural diet and cleanses, then they don't get anaphylactic reaction. Because it appears to be an overload response at the level of the liver. So the way I stumbled upon this is I had a patient who had severe bee sting reactions, and she got stung by a bee. That's it. You know, she would swell up, couldn't breathe, had to go, you know, emergency room, intubation, everything. And she came to me religiously every year to get her bee sting kit renewed because they're only good for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So she would come to get those renewed. Then one year she came to me and said, you know, I've got, I'm really not happy with my asthma, my this and that, whatever. I want to take care of it naturally. I'm just sick and tired of, you know, not breathing well. I said, okay, well, let's do this. Let's follow this diet. The diet is in my book, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Take these vitamins. Those vitamins are also in my book, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? She followed that program, and after about, I would say, 4 months, she came back to me and said, here, these are my bee sting kits. I don't need them anymore. Give them to someone who does. I said, well, that's a bit rash, don't you think? She said, well, yeah, but, you know, I was out. She had a landscaping business, and so she was prone to getting bit by bees. And she said, I got bit by a bee, and I didn't have any symptoms, didn't use my kit, and everything went fine, so I'm okay. I'm done with this. So anaphylaxis is not a property of the substance, but a property of the individual, and the individual can change that property.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to know.
Hmm. Yeah, so in my book, even if you think you're having a heart attack, 99% chance you're not. And, you know, they have these scandalous reports they're writing now. One was in Time magazine, that this person thought he was having a heart attack. He went to the emergency room. They charged him $16,000 cash for what could not be indigestion. But that is the money-making power of this whole heart disease scam. First of all, heart attacks are not deadly. Chances of dying from a heart attack are about 5%. That's not very deadly.
Right.
And so people are all whipped up about this heart attack thing. What if I have a heart attack? Well, I might die. Oh, I need to prevent it. Prevent something that's only deadly 5% of time? I'm like, you know, as the guy, the gunslinger would say, make my day. Take your best shot. Bring it on.
Right.
Only 5% deadly. What the heck?
Huh.
And then healthcare is even, you know, deadlier than that.
Indeed. Probably a lot of people die from the intervention for heart attack.
They have a 5% chance of that 1% that you might die, correct. So I would say if you have chest pain, that's a pretty good sign that you're, you know, you got plenty of time to sort this out.
Right. Somebody in the chat room said, what should one do about repairing a compound fracture, a bone fracture, if one doesn't go to the hospital?
Well, compound fracture, that means a past fracture sticking out through the skin.
Right.
My husband and I debate this all the time. Because he gets into extreme sports. And so he, you know, when he was younger, he used to race motorbikes and in the woods and do off-roading, and he would break bones. And when he got through breaking these bones, the whole limb would be mangled and contorted. And I would say if your limb is mangled and contorted, maybe it'd be worth a trip to a private orthopedics office for him to apply some traction, reduce it, and give you a cast. I would not, however, go to the emergency room. Because once you go to the emergency room, there's too strong a temptation to go to unnecessary surgery. The other thing is if you have a fracture of a bone in the middle and it's deformed, then it does not involve a joint / growth plate. And those fractures that don't involve a joint or a growth plate, you know, the worst that could happen is you could be mildly deformed the rest of your life. However, doctors are expert at fixing these things, giving you perfect anatomical alignment and no function. So what I would do, because if you're really concerned about fractures, you really want to plan for this, is call up orthopedic surgeons, figure out one that will take cash, and if you think you have a fracture, go to his office, and he's got an X-ray machine there, all the orthopedic surgeons do, and he can handle it from there at a fraction of the cost.
All righty.
We're talking $100 and thousands.
What about the use of cayenne pepper if you're having a heart attack?
Yeah, I would recommend it. I think it's very effective. You know, mix it with vinegar.
Vinegar?
And Yeah, and take a gulp. Down the hatch, and you're done. And what it does is it restores circulation really throughout your body. If you took it and you didn't have a heart attack, you would notice that immediately you would feel warm in your fingertips and toes. And that's because it just opens up the circulation and gets the blood flowing.
Yeah, I take it every once in a while, and I do notice that it does. It just makes you feel warm all throughout your abdomen. And just, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's all kinds of things in our cupboard that could really help us without taking some poisonous concoction that the pharmaceutical companies have created.
I mean, taking some poisonous concoction, I think, is way too elaborate a way of saying submitting to murder. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're walking into a meat grinder, you're submitting to murder. That's what you're doing. No doubt about it.
Wow. Wow. Another comment. One medical student threw cayenne into his eye, and the mm-hmm. eye was clearer and healthier after the tears cleared the cayenne pepper.
Yeah. Cayenne pepper in the eye is totally harmless.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I put it in my eye a few times. You know, in the form of eye drops. And it does clear your vision. It's exquisitely painful. That's why you're like, yeah, do I really need clear vision?
<really up there. laughs> Oh, goodness. All righty. Why don't we open the phone lines and we'll take a call or two. Okay. We got a caller. Let's take Steve in Colorado. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Great show. I'm laughing with you guys while you guys are talking because my friend, in a good way, I'm laughing on your side. She's going for her herbal master's certificate, and there was a few times where I would actually couldn't go to sleep because I felt like I was getting a heart attack. And it was probably acid reflux because I had problems with that years ago. And I also had bleeding ulcers, but, you know, everybody thinks, wow, cayenne pepper, and soon people that are brainwashed would say, oh, that's no good for you. It's bad for your stomach. It's blah, 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 blah.
That's what's not in medical school, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and every time I took a little sprinkle of that, like a quarter of a teaspoon, put it in some water, mix it around, and actually filtered water, and some raw honey, I didn't know about the vinegar. Actually, the vinegar is a pretty good idea, too, but either one is just amazing. I couldn't believe the results within 20 minutes. Boom, it was gone. And you know, I'm just shocked at the brainwashing. I mean, my dad has a breathing problem, and his attitude is like, oh, damage is done, I can't do anything about it. And, you know, there's so many people out there that will just run right to the guy with the white suit and think that he's an angel with wings. And I went through a lot. And, you know, with my health, and also my mom, she died in a hospital, and what they did to my mother in that hospital in New York was just outrageous. I mean, my dad told me afterwards that the nurse was complaining because somebody didn't clean her, and the stool was all the way up to her neck, and they covered up a staph infection. I mean, you know, she had big blisters all over her body, and they jammed that respirator down her throat, and As soon as she was getting stronger, it was kind of weird because as soon as she started eating, and I was there three times a day feeding her organic baby food, I don't know, maybe the word got out that I was the healthy guy trying to go against the grain, and then all of a sudden she was back on that dialysis. She couldn't even handle that anymore, and then she died a few weeks later right in front of me. So I'm not a person that's gonna, you know, recommend anybody to go to a hospital first. It's going to be absolutely the opposite. And I was on Nexium, and I had bleeding ulcers, and I had colitis and all this other stuff, and everything was just making me a lot worse when I was taking pharmaceutical medicines. And right away, the FDA's, oh, it's approved by the FDA. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. I'm going to believe in that. You know, like, okay, but I'm not the kind of person that's going to fall for all this stuff because I almost died. I mean, I was bleeding. I was bleeding internally. I had polyps in my stomach. And my grandmother actually died from that years ago. It went to her pancreas and turned into cancer. And what changed my life was just my body was just craving for raw celery and carrots, and I couldn't eat anything else. That was the only thing my body really wanted. And it.
Alrighty. What are your thoughts, Dr. Daniels?
Well, I think he's on the right track. Only thing I would say to him is take it to the next level. Make sure you don't buy any health insurance for yourself. If you get married and have kids, don't buy health insurance for your wife or the kids. And tell them you're doing it because you love them.
Right. Alrighty, thanks, Steve, for your phone call. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And did you have some concluding remarks? We do have one other call, or two calls.
My concluding remark is I really can't stress how important it is to take that step to drop your health insurance. You cannot feed the beast that murders you and expect anything to change. And so the only way is to drop your health insurance and just refuse to show up. Despite the conditioning, the truth of the matter is, if you don't show up, you live a lot longer.
All righty. Okay, let's take another phone call. Let's take Gary in Arkansas. Gary, welcome to the program.
How y'all doing today? I have a question to ask. I have Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and an HMO that's paid for by the Medicaid because of my income. Mm-hmm. My question is, how much money per month does an average HMO receive from Medicare or Medicaid to administer my health care? Because they're just not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not giving me the treatment that they could give me. And the second part of that.
Let Dr. Daniels address that.
That's an excellent question. That is a negotiated rate, and it varies widely from state to state. It can be as much as several hundred dollars a month. And it varies widely. And the shocking thing is that paying a doctor, I practice in New York State. In New York State, they would pay me, as a doctor, $15 for each Medicaid patient I saw, if I took Medicaid, but I didn't. The same Medicaid patient going down the street to a clinic for the poor would get paid $65. The same patient walking into a clinic at a teaching hospital, the hospital would get paid $99, identical visit. And so you don't know what the bribes are that were paid, and so there's no way for you to know the rate. It could be $1,000 a month. It could be $5,000. You don't know.
Question.
All right. Go ahead with your other question quickly.
The second part of the question is if they're getting paid X dollars a month to do your health care, and if they can cut corners and not give you the treatment that you feel you need, then that does that increase their bottom line? Do they have an incentive for not giving you what you need?
I don't understand the concept of what you need. There's a standard of care. They're following the standard of care, which is usually not what you need. So if you're getting a standard of care, you're going to have a sneaky suspicion that you're not getting what you need. The other thing is, when they cut corners, yes, they do improve their bottom line.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Gary. All right, quickly, Mike from South Carolina. Quick.
Good morning. Thanks for everything you do. I thought I'd offer a real quick remedy for acid reflux. Here in America, we have a bad habit of gulping our water down or our drinks down behind our food. We take a bite and we gulp two or three drinks, gulps behind it. What we need to do is start sipping our drinks. What you're doing is you're flushing your food down past your stomach. Your acids don't have a chance to work. So,
okay, doctor,
let's
have doctor answer that question real quick.
I'm a big fan of drinking and eating. Very important. And the reason why people have to push their food down is because it's so darn dry. So eat wetter food.
All righty. Bless your heart. Thank you so much for being on the program, Dr. Daniels.
You're welcome. We really
appreciate your information and the way that you present it. That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Thank you. And we'll talk with you tomorrow.